Handcuffing your child to the stairs is not cool.
Go away.
You know what? If you're going to be a little jerk face, you're going to have to be restrained until I feel you're ready to go.
I never used the word fat.
But you were thinking it.
I was not thinking
it. You were thinking it. Absolutely you were.
Stuff with Shannon's so amazing. Stuff with Shannon's so amazing. Stuff with Shannon. Stuff with Shannon. La la la.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Deontay.
How are you?
I'm good. A little bit sleepy.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
I don't know why I've been having so many problems sleeping lately, but something we need to talk about. I have a health coach slash life coach now, and I need help figuring out the things that she and I should work on.
You're fancy.
It's free.
Oh.
I'm helping her get her certification.
Oh, okay.
She needs a guinea pig. Who better than me? So here we are.
Someone with a couple of issues.
Yeah, maybe one or two.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about an issue that I was having.
Okay, which one was it?
With my boys.
Because you got a lot of issues.
I do have a lot of issues with my kids.
Okay, so with your boys, I do remember you mentioning that Jude was beating up Miles.
Yeah,
and
he's
Jude's
pretty much
only 3.5 and Miles is 7.
Yes. So Jude is now about to turn 4.
Okay.
He's just a rough and tumble kid, and Miles is rough and tumble too, but he's very tenderhearted. He's very sweet. And Jude is just all out all the time. There's no gentle. There's no calm. It's just 150 miles an hour all the time. And he spends a lot of time beating the crap out of Miles. And poor Miles is constantly coming to me with tears in his eyes. And Jude hurt me. Jude kicked me. And finally this week, I just had enough.
I think we went so far as to say, when we talked about this before, that Miles is a little bit of a wuss. And it's not an insult. We're not picking on the kid. We're not bullying him. It is what it is. His 3.5-year-old, almost 4-year-old brother is beating him up and making him cry every day.
Yes.
That is a wuss.
Yes.
So what happened?
So I told Miles, hit him back.
You did it. You did it.
I was in the office. I was working. I was trying to get some stuff done. I was under a deadline. And here comes Miles down the stairs. I can hear him crying at the top of the stairs. He comes running down. And he's like, Mom, Jude kicked me 3 times. I said, Miles, you know what? Hit him back. If he hits you, hit him back. But I don't want to hear it. I'm done. I'm tired of going back and forth with the two of you. If he hits you, hit him back.
And if you're not going to hit him back, then don't come crying to me about it.
Well, and then I told him, send Jude down here. So here comes Jude.
Oh, I can't wait to find out what happened.
Did you hit your brother?
Yes.
Do you want him to hit you back?
No.
Do you think it's going to hurt if he hits you back?
Yes.
If you hit him, he's going to hit you back. And it's going to hurt. Do you want him to hit you back?
No.
Do you want it to hurt?
No.
Then stop hitting your brother. Go away.
Fast forward how long?
It's been a week or two now.
Mm-hmm.
Miles has yet to hit Jude back.
And Jude is still hitting him?
Well, not as much, but he's still doing it. And I've pulled him to the side and I've told him, did you just hit your brother?
Yes.
Do you want him to hit you back?
No.
Then don't hit him again.
He's going to have to hit him back.
I know.
You have to reinforce that.
I've told him.
Or you hit him. Just say, you know what? You're going to hit your brother. How do you like this?
Probably inappropriate.
Well, I mean, you've got to teach him a lesson somehow. And if his brother's not going to do it, then you need to do it.
No, I think introducing a third party is detrimental. I would like for all of the hitting to go away.
It's not going to happen.
So bringing in a third person, probably not the best idea.
How do you like this? Don't do it. If Miles is not going to do it, then honestly, somebody's going to have to do it.
Oh,
bring in Sydney.
Man.
I'm sure she would love to hit the crap out of her brother.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm sure she would hurt him.
Yeah, but I think she only wants to hit Miles. She doesn't want to hit Jude.
Oh, really? You're going to have to do something.
I don't know
if you need to put him in MMA classes or karate classes or self-defense classes. You have to do something.
Well, but here's the thing. He's really good about, like, if they're roughhousing, playing around with him and mm-hmm. hitting him or whatever. But if it comes down to like an argument or a fight and he gets angry at him, he won't hit him in anger. He'll hit him just playing around joking, mm-hmm. but not in anger.
That's
Jude, good. He'll just hit no matter what. He doesn't care.
You have to learn lessons in life. I've been reading all this stuff about behavioral learning and psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And reinforcement is 100% how kids learn.
Right.
They do something, they see how it affects their environment, and if they like it, they'll do it again. If they don't, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is happening to Jude to make him not like hitting his brother. And until that changes, his behavior isn't going to change.
I don't know. I've told him to hit him back. Okay. I don't know what else there is.
Here's the thought. If Miles is not willing to hit Jude back, what if you got handcuffs and the next time Jude hits Miles, you just handcuff him to the stairs and say, you know what? If you're going to be a little jerk face and your brother's not willing to be as big of a jerk face as you are, you're going to have to be punished, restrained until I feel you're ready to go. And then make him use the other hand to write an essay about what he did wrong.
I'm pretty sure the only letters he knows are J-U-D-E.
Well, write his name 100 times. Do something that he hates so that he stops.
I'm not going to agree to that only because someone may be listening from CPS and I don't need any visitors at my house.
Handcuffing your child to the stairs is not cruel. If he needs to be restrained because he's physically hurting somebody else, then do it. Come on. There's got to be some kind of regulation on people telling you how you can and cannot parent. Now, I agree. You do not hit the crap out of your child. You don't beat them. You don't send them to school with bruises. That's wrong in every sense of the word. I get it. But if your child is a crazy person who goes swinging his fist at whoever's in the room, you got to do something to stop him.
You can't just wait until he hits him back?
It's not happening.
Well, it might happen.
It might happen, but it's not.
It's been a short amount of time.
It's been 2 weeks. I mean, come on.
But he has hit him a few times less. He's not hitting him as much as he was. So it's coming. We're getting there. It's a process, Shannon. It's not overnight.
We'll go with that. I feel bad for you. I feel really bad. And I feel even worse for Miles. Because he's going to get picked on.
See, and that's the thing. I don't think he has a problem standing up to his friends. I think he just he doesn't want to bully his little brother.
The sensitive soul, if that's who he is all the time,
mm-hmm.
if he's the kind of guy that'll cry when somebody says something mean to him or maybe even looks at him the wrong way, that's who you are. It's not going to change, okay, my brother did this and now my friend is doing that. He's going to cry.
It's different when it's at home because it's somebody that he cares about. Like when you're at school, he has a better
boundary.
Yeah. Like it doesn't affect him as much because they're not his family. They're not people that he loves. I think it hurts his feelings when it's someone within our family because it's the people that he loves and he cares about. When it's somebody at school, he's kind of like, whatever.
Here's what you need to do. You need to teach Jude that just because they're your blood, just because you were born of the same mother and father, does not make them family. The way people treat you makes them family. And if his little brother is hitting him and making him cry, that he is not family and he deserves the same punishment. You're just going to tell me all my ideas are bad.
Tell Miles that Jude is not family and take him out.
Yes.
Okay.
He has to earn that status of being a family member and being loved and being respected and not getting beaten the crap out of. I think it's fair.
Totally fair.
You can't help the family that you're born into.
Well, this is true.
Maybe they just weren't meant to be brothers.
I'm sure that'll go over well with my husband.
Don't mention it to him.
He doesn't need to know.
No.
Need to know basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like a plan.
I'll tell you what. I am supposed to Skype with my life/health coach tomorrow.
Okay.
Maybe I can ask for her advice on this situation.
Yeah, I think that would be good. Get a professional involved.
I need things to talk to her about because I know that I have issues,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes down to it, it's kind of hard to write those issues down on a piece of paper and say, these are the things that I need to fix about myself.
That surprises me.
Why?
You're pretty self-aware, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. But it's kind of one of those situations where I can know every song on the radio, but mm-hmm. then when it comes time to think of a song that I want to sing at karaoke, my mm-hmm. mind goes blank.
Mm-hmm.
So I know these things when I'm not making a conscious effort to think of them.
Uh-huh.
But then when I need it, it's not there.
Got it. So you need a list.
I need help. I need help helping myself, mostly. And we met for the first time last week, and we talked about some issues that I've got with sleep and wanting to change my diet a little bit. And mm-hmm. she had some good ideas. She told me to get a crock pot.
Mm-hmm.
She mentioned a few changes that I can make in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I need a huge transition to look at. Not just baby steps. I need a leap.
What's your end result?
That's what I need to figure out. What do I want to become? Who do I want to be? What's so wrong with me now that I want to fix it?
I think maybe you shouldn't approach it as fix it as much as you're just improving.
Does it really matter the verbiage, fix it, improve it?
Yeah, because fix it implies that there's something wrong or broken.
Well, you know me. I think it's safe to say that there are things in me that need fixing and things that are very broken. It's okay. I'm not going to be offended. It's not going to hurt my feelings. I just need to know what those things are. So go ahead. Tell me what's wrong with me.
Okay. Well, you're a little obsessive about things.
Very much obsessive. Not a little, a lot.
Maybe start there. What are the things that you are obsessive about?
Everything. I obsess over germs. I obsess over dirty floors. Not germy floors necessarily, but I can't walk on a floor if it's got any kind of dirt on it. I obsess about my bed being made. I can't go to bed if the bed is not made up and neatly put together.
Mm-hmm.
Even the smallest things in life are the things that bother me the most.
Right.
And so that consumes a lot of my time and energy.
Mm-hmm.
So my OCD traits are something that I need to work on.
Okay.
I'm going to make a list.
Okay. So that's number one.
One, OCD. Got it.
Okay.
Two, what?
I think you're pretty good about starting things, I think, on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have trouble getting to the end.
What do you mean by that?
Like, you're really good about, I'm going to start this diet. I'm going to lose weight. And then you start, and sometimes you hit the goal, but then you don't stay there.
So you're saying I'm fat?
No, that's not what I said.
That's what I heard.
I know that's what you heard. That's not what I said. It could be the same thing, though, like with working out. You're really good about starting to work out, and then you may or may not get to where you want to be.
I just get
tired. And then you stop.
I get tired. I get tired and I get bored. There's only so many things you can think about while you're on the elliptical for 25 minutes. And there's only so many things you can look at when you're supposed to be in one position to work your biceps and triceps. It's boring.
Then you need a different type of workout.
Like what?
I don't know, but I know for me, I can't stand on I can't do the treadmill for 20 minutes. I can't do the treadmill for 2 minutes.
So boring.
It is.
So boring. So you're saying I need to learn to follow through with things that I start and that I'm fat. Got it. Number three.
See?
No, go ahead. Number three.
Write that part down and then read that back to her. Put that down as number three. Drawing conclusions that aren't there. That's number three.
That's completely what you just said.
That's not what I said.
You mentioned diet and working out as things that I start, but I never finish. So that implies that I'm fat.
I never used the word fat.
But you were thinking it.
I was not
thinking it. You were thinking it. Absolutely you were.
You write that down. Write down irrational jumping to conclusions.
Irrational. I'm really writing this down. Jumping to conclusions. Okay. Got it.
Okay. So like the food thing.
Is this number four?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So she suggested that you get a crock pot.
I did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you used it?
Nope.
See?
I don't know what to put in it.
You have Google, right?
I do.
Google crock pot recipes.
But they all look so heavy and meaty and ugh.
Google light crock pot recipes.
Number four, Google light crock pot recipes. Got it. You don't have to wait for me to finish writing.
Okay, but I'm telling you, so this is number five. So you'll Google the recipe, but mm-hmm. then you won't make them.
If it looks good, I will.
Okay.
I just have to go to the store, So that's kind of my big hurdle, is all the effort, because I don't enjoy food enough to put that much effort into it.
I completely know how you feel about that.
I would rather just not eat.
Me too. I completely understand that. But you still have to figure out the follow through.
I see what you're saying.
See? So you have to eat regularly, every day, three times a day, ongoing.
Got it.
Not for just a couple of days, not for just a week.
So I think that your 2, 3, and 4 kind of go together.
Yes.
Okay, so should I just make it number 2, subpoint A?
Yes, that sounds
and
good.
And subpoint B, and then the next one will be number 3?
Yes.
Okay, go.
So those are all follow-through related. So we have OCD, follow-through.
Subpoint A, irrational jumping to conclusions.
Mm-hmm.
Subpoint B, Google light crock pot recipes. That's what I've written down from you so far.
That's good. I think you need a hobby.
What?
I think you need something to occupy
my brain space.
Yes. You need something to occupy the space in your mind that that concentrates on all the other stuff.
I tried that.
So if you have a hobby and you're working on a specific hobby, then you don't have time to worry about how clean the floor is.
Yeah, you do. Because when you're doing the hobby, you're going to see the floor right there and it's going to be dirty if you don't clean it.
That means you're not focusing on the hobby, you're focusing on the floor.
But it's so hard. It's so hard not to focus on the things that are going on around you that matter, such as a clean floor.
You do know that in the big picture, the clean floor doesn't matter.
It does to me.
See, write that down.
I tried a hobby. I have tried adult coloring books.
Okay. Like that would be a good hobby for you.
I've tried children's coloring books. And the thing is that I color all the pictures that I like, and then 90% of the coloring book doesn't appeal to me. And so I run out of things to color. And so then I just clean.
Maybe you should make your own coloring book.
Okay. I'll try that.
That would be a good hobby. You could create your own. That gives you something else to focus on. It has enough of that detailed minutia that would occupy your brain space instead of that speck of dust on the floor.
So number 3, subpoint A, create coloring book.
There you go.
I think I can do that.
That's a good start.
I'll try.
That's 3 things.
What else do you have?
I think that's good for now.
Personal attack on me.
It's not a personal attack.
OCD fat me that needs to find something to do with her time. Anything else? Miss Perfect?
I think that's enough for now.
I can't even say that I love you because I can't even look at you right now.
I knew this was going to take a dark turn.
It was fine until you called me fat.
I did not call you fat.
Bye, Deontay.
Bye, Shannon.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.